Good morning, Greenville.
Hey, good morning. This is the last time we're going to get to say good morning this year. It's the last day of 2016.
Oh my gosh, next time we're going to have to say, or at the end of the show, we're going to say, see you next year.
That's right. Awesome. Yes. Well, good morning. You guys are tuned into the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK. And here we are.
Good morning.
Hey, we got a guest today. Patricia Whitener is here joining us from Clemson Extension.
I'm going to call this the Maddie and Patty Show.
Yeah. That is precious. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy
almost.
Almost. Last day of 2016.
Yeah. You have any big plans?
To be determined. Ask me again tomorrow. I'll let you know.
That depends. Yeah.
Does Greenville have a ball that they drop? No.
No.
No. Any New Year's Greenville traditions downtown that we know of?
I don't know. Do you know of any, Maddie?
Yeah, last year I was in Copenhagen for New Year's, I'm not quite sure what Greenville does.
A different
fancy
experience.
Yeah, it'll be a little more low-key this year, I'll tell you that. Well, I've been trying to think about my New Year's resolutions this year, and I feel like I do a pretty good job of living a green lifestyle. Hopefully by listening to the radio show, we've helped you guys do that too. But we wanted to talk about some of the ways that you can really make a difference this year in 2017, just being a more mindful, eco-friendly person, steward of the earth, steward of our county, our environment.
Now, Maddie, I appreciate that sentiment. And, as always, every year when I get reflective at this time, I think about all the ways that I can just be a better person, but it can seem a little overwhelming. It can also seem like this pursuit of perfection, especially when it comes to being a green person or being thoughtful of the environment, it just seems overwhelming at times. Is there something, can we keep it really simple?
We can. Actually, Patricia, you may not know this, but we have prepared a day in the life of an eco-friendly champion.
Excellent. Some real world resolutions that I can incorporate in my daily life with ease.
Yes. And I would like you to teach me about them.
So what are your resolutions?
We may have come up with this list together.
Yeah. I am surprised.
Wow. Yeah. So we came down with a rundown. Just things you can do a day in the life. So starting first thing when you wake up in the morning, what is the first thing that you guys do in the morning?
I open my eyes.
I ignore my alarm and pray for hibernation and
well,
it never
hopefully
comes.
My husband has awoken before me. His alarm goes off before mine and he turns on the coffee pot.
Oh, me too. Ooh, coffee in the morning. I love coffee.
Yep. Sometimes tea, but almost always coffee.
Because you need your caffeine fix in the morning, right?
I do. Yeah.
So can we make our coffee more conservation friendly?
Well, there are some times when I'm late. And so we have to skip the coffee pot at home and I have to grab something on my way into work. And so that is one thing that I noticed that I feel guilty about. I had perfectly good coffee available for me at home, but I just ran out of time to prepare it. And then I end up with a car floorboard littered with disposable coffee cups.
Yeah. And those can get bad. I mean, some places like Starbucks has a more paper-centric cup, but if you go to most gas stations, you get a styrofoam cup,
right?
And it's easy. I mean, especially if you stop every day to buy coffee, there's 5 cups a day just in 1 week, or five cups a week.
Yep, easily. So I'm guessing that maybe one of the ways, the most obvious ways, is make a great stocking stuffer if you have some belated gifts to give after Christmas that you forgot about, or as a personal New Year's resolution, just maybe a reusable, refillable coffee cup.
And those are great. You could take them to Starbucks. You could take them to QT, your local
Dunkin',
coffee joint, wherever you get coffee from. They'll appreciate it because you're saving them money. You're not using their cups.
Yeah, and in some cases, they'll charge less, I think.
Yeah, I guess some places give a discount.
Yeah, they do. And for me, like drinking out of, when you go to like Starbucks, for instance, and you get the paper cup and then it's always hot on your hands. So now you put the paper sleeve on the paper cup.
Yeah.
And then by the time I'm done drinking like half of my coffee, it's medium lukewarm. So my personal preference, I have an insulated stainless steel coffee cup. And it keeps my coffee hot for like 2 hours.
Oh, that's key.
Hot it never coffee. Hangs around for 2 hours because I drink it faster than that. But should I not drink it that fast, it would stay cold. So what are other options? I mean, I'm guessing you could do just like a regular ceramic mug, but
stainless,
I can't drive with that.
Ceramic, of course, there is plastic. They have those Tervis tumblers that are really, really popular that go hot or cold.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I think the key is just remembering it. Whatever vessel you use, maybe keep an extra in your car.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Or two extras in your car. So you take one in for work and, you know, if you leave it at home or you want to come home and rinse it out or whatever. Yeah. But just remembering it. That's always my problem, too, because I don't keep one in the car. But I'm going to put one in my car when we are done with this episode.
Excellent.
Right in time for the new year.
So you were talking about a day in the life of a New Year's resolution for eco-mindedness. So I've got my coffee taken care of. What happens as I'm on my way to work?
Well, are you on your way to work by yourself? Or maybe you're carpooling with someone?
Maybe you meet a coworker
that lives in your neighborhood.
I've always been very jealous of those folks that can ride their bike to work.
Oh, that's not me. I live a 25-minute drive from work, so biking is... I'm way too lazy for that.
Right.
It's out of the question.
So is there anybody else at County Square that might live up near you?
Do you know what? I don't actually know if there's anyone at County Square. We're a little challenged because our hours are early, so most of County Square doesn't come in till later. But I would love to see maybe places that you're working, maybe you could ask them to do a sign-up sheet for carpooling. That would be great.
Yeah. Get to know your neighbors that you're working with a little bit better and save on some gas.
Yeah,
save on driving. Some wear and tear on your car.
I think that'd be awesome. Okay, so we've carpooled to work. Now what?
I'm a millennial. I love electronics. Let me tell you guys that. I have so many power strips at my house. I have so many things plugged in all the time. We were learning earlier about phantom energy, vampire energy. That's Did you guys know that when all of your machines are plugged in, even if they're off, so let's say you left your hairdryer plugged in this morning, even if it's off, it's still transmitting power.
It's true. So one way around that is to plug in all of your items into a power strip, and then you just have that one plug from the power strip to the wall that you can pull out before you leave.
That makes so much sense, because I can't even imagine going around and unplugging everything in my house. That seems absurd to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what we have one in our kitchen. So we've got the toaster, the coffee pot, the hot pot's all plugged into one. And then we just unplug it from the wall and plug it in when we want to use it.
That's the way to do it. Yeah. So I'm thinking about doing that in my office as well.
That's a good idea.
Well, are we to lunch break yet? Because I'm hungry.
Hey, we're halfway through the day already. Okay.
Oh, that's right. And we've already made some really easy, definitive changes that can help us be more environmentally friendly.
It is. So at lunchtime, the biggest thing that I see is people going out to lunch. And every time you go out to lunch, you'll get, especially if it's takeout, you'll get a single use item and you eat your food and you throw the packaging away. And that's it.
And then the leftovers... From last night's dinner go bad in the fridge, never get eaten, and they get tossed out too. So you have some food waste. So brown bagging. I'm a huge proponent for eating leftovers and brown bagging your lunch.
Yeah.
Are you speaking literally brown bagging?
Either that or something even more environmentally friendly are those old school, kind of like those construction workers steel lunch boxes that they used to have of old.
I need to have a Partridge Family lunchbox.
Right?
I might be dating myself a little bit.
You could go for the graphically decorated lunchbox, or you could go for the plain steel lunch pail. But either way, those are reusable and they keep your food nice and cool.
Yeah, pack a lunch and opt for Tupperware instead of Ziploc bags. And opt for reusable, washable silverware instead of plastics. I'm on a personal quest to eliminate disposable silverware from my life. So in the new year, I will also be adding a silverware set into my purse.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, so we're halfway through the day. On our way home from work, do we ever stop by the store?
No, I'm lazy.
Right.
My roommate works at the store, so she brings me groceries.
I always get a honey-do list of please pick up milk or whatever as you're heading home. So bringing your reusable shopping bags.
Oh, yes.
Keep them in the car. Again, with the coffee mugs, keep them in the car. That's how you don't forget them.
Should we do a giveaway?
We should.
First five people to email us at SaturdaySplash.com. You have to go to the website and check our email. We'll send you a free insulated shopping bag.
Awesome.
You're listening to the Saturday Splash. Stay tuned here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.